verse 1, OT, those who swear by the name of the Lord and confess the God of Israel, but not in the true, in the truth or in righteousness. There are people who they twist the word so that they can be suited and be covered by his own kumungul. But when they are doing what is not in the word, I'm also human like anybody. And it's all said to Guti, we cannot continue to point fingers to others as Matthew chapter 7, verse 3. But you're quickly to judge. And it's dangerous hypocrisy. Ube mumuntu always swear falsely. Although they say, as the Lord lives, surely they swear falsely, which is Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 2.
Mm.
They always surely swear falsely. What is the
difference?
I'm going to say, whereas it's not what he's saying. We need to repent. May God deliver us. This spirit of chameleon, he says, we must have a little bit of a
here's another one. Okay. I don't know how to put this one because uti Setswana gladness nongoma from zone the 1 Soweto Street Masinga Fi Street bese iveli phelele lapho ke. I want to see what is going on, but it's just a conversation that I see. If you can write to me again and let's hear. All right, this anonymous says, my family who say that I must not reveal myself because they have a fear of separating their family because of our members who are protecting their bishop with anything that they have. But you are talking about the bishop, but you are not revealing your own name. And you are writing to a radio station. I'm not defending the bishop. I am actually putting across the ethics that you cannot say when you are actually putting across a matter of fact. And you are trying to describe, for instance, hypocrisy, but you actually are exposing someone without making yourself known or wanting to be spoken of, because you say you have a fear that it will break his family. What your family? But what about his family when they hear his name being read like that on this show? It's not fair. They have a right to say, okay, we will write to the station. We want to find out who gave this name and stuff. And we will give them your name. So it is good to speak hypothetically, to say, okay, there's someone who is like this and this and this and this and this and is a leader. This person has done this. It hurts me because it shows a bit of hypocrisy. You didn't mention names. But when you mention names, then you slander. You see, that is where it is wrong. I know people want to have good talk shows, man, but we can't allow that here. All right, here's another one. Tuli Magazi says, hi, Brother Ray. Yeah, you know I like it. Mambiza Brother Ray. I love Mambiza Mfundis. Says, it's a typical example of someone who says, I care for the environment, yet I constantly do littering.
Hypocrisy.
I care about the environment, but usually olahlelizinto, you know. Olahlelizinto. I hear you, Tuli Magazi. I hear you. All right. God is good, says most of the people who likes to be called by titles are full of hypocrisy. How? Matthew 23, verses 6 to 7. They love the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. 23, verses 7 says, they love to be greeted in the marketplaces and to have men call them Rabbi. Eish. Yeah. Inkulu ke lendaba. Yes, injalo impela. Now, Jabu, let me bring this to you. Romans chapter 2, verses 1. Therefore, you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge, for in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same thing. Many people don't look at the last phrase of this. They say, no, don't judge me. Don't judge me, it's wrong. No. It says you can judge. If you do not practice the same thing,
yeah,
that the other person is... Yes. No, let me read it again. Romans chapter 2, verses 1. Therefore, you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself also. It means you condemn yourself also. And check it out. Kuthi condemnation le iza kanjani. For you who judge, practice the same things.
Yeah.
Hypocrisy. And we spoke about that. You know, hypocrisy comes like this. We are Zenza, listen. Utebantin. Hey, man. He was alone, man.
Yeah.
Well, now, how? Ikavala kubak biza zibi. Yazi, ubizi. Jabu, what comes to mind, my friend?
Indeed, that is hypocrisy, you know, because when we're starting off, I think we still speak about Matthew 7:5, where it speaks about that you point at like sort of a speck in another person's eye, but you fail to remove the log on your own eye.
Mm.
So that's exactly what is supporting Romans 2, verse 1 there, that you are judging others according to the judgment that you yourself are not living accordingly.
Mm.
So, you know, you are easy to point fingers. There is a saying that says, when you point a finger, one finger is pointing at that person, but three are pointing at you.
Mm.
So that means that you are also guilty.
Hey,
so that is why we are not even allowed to judge, because only God is in a position to judge us. We ourselves, we can never be able to judge because we are all guilty as charged. The word of God says, we have all sinned and run short of the glory of God.
Mm.
So when now I'm making myself the God who is holier than everyone and pointing at other people's sin, you know, I'm becoming a hypocrite.
Yeah.
There is hypocrisy. You know, you make people to feel so bad that they cannot even... you know, associate with you.
Mm.
You know, that's really bad. And those are the acts of religion, you know, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. It says the dangers of the last days. People will have a form of godliness, but they will deny the power thereof.
Mm.
So it means, you know, like, so was young about the party pipe, that is hypocrisy.
Yeah. Hey, two mumyum zalwan bega kwatile ngoba. La inix toya kebebenze ikiki. Angaz mabene awaza makiki na. Manje labant laba ba vele ba. Ba ikulule kona la peana ngase keiti nilanga kwak. Ay, magabuya bega tuktele nyin tukutelo ene dust. Yase Babaton.
Kolum bize moye.
Yewe.
Ati
kulo munye, ati kulo makelo. Ati makelo nata hai mani ngakoli isa man. Nguza yenza ngamanzi la peana ma ipati maipela bantiba hambe bonke. Ati yazi auka lugu yenza lentu. Kitalu yenza lentu ya telela wena makelo. Mina nguza kutugu kakazi lunyaga wonka. Kushumzalwane pheti iBhayibheli ebalibiza King James.
Hey madodana, enabudina.
Enabudawo.
Thou shalt not.
Yeah, yes, ukuthi ya, no, ayi. Uyayibona? So yeah. About ten the other cheek. Yabana about term to shiba about ten the other cheek. But we make a bashi bagela. We must be careful about these things, man.
Yes,
that
sir.
Is why the word says, and the word puts it quite across there. It says, but you judge and practice the same things that you're judging people about.
Mm-hmm.
It's hypocrisy.
Amen. Yeah.
Romans 2 verses 1. And in Romans 2 verses 21, it says, you therefore who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that a man should not steal, do you steal? There are those people, hypocrisy is when you teach other people, but these teachings do not get into you. They don't get into you. Like Yakulme Radio in Manje, Mamel. But it gets into me more than anyone else.
Amen.
Sipo, what comes to mind?
When this hypocrisy, it's dangerous in the fact that you think Uguti, God cannot see it, but truly in the sense God knows exactly, even before you say it.
Mm.
And it's said part Uguti, you live to impress people, but in the inside you are empty.
Hey.
We've seen a lot of people from the city who don't have time for God to pray, but when they are in churches,
Hey, my
see people from the place in Sugu, they see Zabantu, they are Nigelizin, the Nobu, Laba shoot a camera bangan and a social media. Baba shoot. We are born with the Kashega to Mangalaban.
Hey, my daughter.
In other words, they are doing what is good, but in the intention of being famous, the status figures.
Hey.
We've seen them on this. Baba Nigel, my t shirt, please. So Baba Nigel, wow. Baba Niman, we must candidate Kunter and Yomaso grow water. Bashalu, 5 years. Now, Sir Shari Skunter and 7 days as long as it's right. Hypocrisy. See, I'm born about the fast and from this Sangana and Muntu Umpuga. We are Buddha. Chablane is that I invented his intervening to 21 days. Hypocrisy. Why? Because they do the same people. And you can change the more cooler, Madam Yang. More digger, who left than us. More faster, to be kanda.
Hey, my dear. Hey. Ziyabuyaka, you know, much of the times we see quite the opposite, you know.
Yes.
It's very important to look into these things. And I trust and believe the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. Right, we are talking about hypocrisy as to what it is. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699, 012-333-8699, or 012-334-1322. And the WhatsApp, it's 082-657-2729.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Songs of Life.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
That is Xoli there. And of course, Ungukuphila, the name of the song. We trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are touching base on this, the very aspect of hypocrisy. And it happens such a time that we find ourselves really tethering into this. You know? Before you know it,
Yeah.
Sika shaya manya matina la peana, bati ndo puti, bati hi date, hi kamala ke hu date. Uya ibaona, puti longa tu mlo, hi kamala ke hu date. He nkosi ya. Yeah. Kusasa panel yo minister, I believe, and I know kuti Jabulani noSipho, they also believe this. I believe in vital services. Which when you serve the Father, you serve Him wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly because udate na yulogi akapuna lagwe. Yeah. Amatimuna yaku laloga timasi donze kanye kanye.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
All right, then you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. That's 012-333-8699. And you can also give us a shout also on 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729 082-657-2729 you can also drop us a voice note there. If you are anonymous, don't mention names of people. Yeah, if you are anonymous, if you choose that your name should not be mentioned, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, so that no one is in trouble. Not that I'm afraid, no, I'm not, but it is fair. You know, that everything that is an allegation and a story, one should be careful about it. It's a talk show, and so many people are listening. So many people are going to go on this on podcast, man. And on my podcast, many people would be listening over and over again, and it would arrive at their ears, and they would start to say, okay, we want to know one Begashwa so. And I guess feel because you mentioned the name. All right, give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. Now, the aspect of hypocrisy again, we see it there. When you go to an Nkulumile mos nawe Jabulani angithi name or Nkulumile mos, yeah. Now, Sipho, let me bring this Galatians chapter 2 verse 14 to you. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, if you, being a Jew, live in the manner of Gentiles and not as the Jews, why do you compile Gentiles to live as Jews? I don't know if you understand this. Iti wena ungumuntu wabantu abayingcwele ngithi. Kodwa uphila impilo efana nabantu abangasingcwele. Yet at the same time, utshela labantu abangaphili impilo engcwele ukuthi baphile impilo engcwele yona le wena ungayiphili. Sipho.
It goes and points back to the same verse ofundile ku Romans chapter 2, verse 1, ukuthi you cannot judge people that they are on the same boat. You cannot say to people, don't steal, whereas you yourself, you steal. And you tell people not to steal. In other words, when exactly the listener in the state file would to nagegel in there, the first one to throw papers. So it's a hypocrisy at the highest level. And it's so sad in front of the security. When you see this in a capacity of a church where people they are from outside entering into a church, they've got no hope, but they come in into it for them to have hope, as in Gankungul. But they found the not we're far away from what we're preaching. Let us stop fooling ourselves. Let us stop people from this umeti ekulumeti mangangeno sipo hatere zulid nungena ngkichi. Umundo boni kuti sipo hatere ay agusinkama uminkosi vumele nkama ngono kono kufuti wakunanya.
But mangangena lo nami nyongena nge marathon.
Ngiyakutshela mfundisi bavele bathi hayi ngiba ngumshini opompa amanzi ngoba umfundo Isaiah 29 verse 9 verse 13 uthi, and the Lord said, because these people draw nearer with their mouth and honor me with their lips,
while
their heart are far from me and their fear of commandment they are taught by men. Ungayingakhi mfundisi fundisa amasiko nemfundiso zabantu sithi yizwe. asiphumeni ekuzenziseni kuzosilahlekisa ngokuphila phakathi. Let's come back and return. Christ is there to save us.
Absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us there. Jabu, let me bring this to you also. In Titus chapter 1, verses 16, they profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. You see, these ones, their vital services, they have closed them down. You know, it says their works deny him. They profess to know him, but their works deny him.
Yes, indeed. Also, there is really hypocrisy when we are the children of God who are self-proclaimed, and also the disciples of Jesus who are self-proclaimed. I don't know if you understand me with that. And also, like the preachers of the gospel of God who are self-proclaimed. God himself never announces. You know, like, because you remember, he announced with his son that this is my son. This is my son. So, but does he say with us that this is my child? Before, when you go out there and tell everyone that I'm the child of God, I am the prophet of God, I am the preacher, I'm the apostle, all the names that you will go on and count. But does God really acknowledge that about you? So that is what it says in Titus 1:15 when it says, you know, like we deny God. You know, we say we know him, but with our works, we deny him. That is where, when now you the very child of God that was telling me that he's a child of God, when you start to look at the actions, the works, the fruits, you see with this person actually is far away from being even near to be what he's saying he is. Because of the fruits. He says, "O Christ, you shall see them by their fruit." You know, not by just what we say, but the fruit. What fruit do I bear? Is it the fruit that is worthy of God's praise, worthy of God's glory? Or I'm just speaking, you know, with my mouth. But when it comes to real works, they do not show. So there is hypocrisy when we claim to be knowing God, but our works do not really confirm that we are the children of God, and that we are chosen of God, and that we are used of God. These days, you know, I really, like, see so much hypocrisy, especially when you watch TV, you check the social media, self-proclaimed people, you know, who call themselves the children of God, but you check at their works, you check at their actions, you check at their lifestyles. You see that this one actually is just, you know, claiming to be, but the fruits are not there. That's hypocrisy.
Inkosi, you know, checking the fruit at times. Hey, banna, ke mathata. Amaholo, ke mathata amaholo, you know. Ke mathata. You know, here's another one. This one says, God is good. Romans chapter 12, verses 9. It says, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. And here's another one, that anonymous person saying, sorry about the mentioning of the name without wanting mine to be mentioned. Hypocrisy there, eh? Says, but if it comes to a push, as a mom, I can stand my ground with these poor kids who will answer for themselves to their uncle on the radio for the world to know how difficult it is for some kids out there in the hands of us, the so-called servants of God. You know what? I want to advise you, take care of those kids. You know, take them, adopt them into your house, and so that you, and the Lord will facilitate, the Lord will bless you, because you see this, I am here in Pretoria, in the Val. But take care of the kids, and the Lord will help you. As a mom, you know, take care of the kids. Since you are a servant of the Father, take care of the kids. And may the Lord bless you as you do so with everything that you need in raising those kids. How about that? I think that would work out quite well. 012-333-8699. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Hey, my old grandmother used to do this one.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Umbete Show, the name of the song there. You can just Google it, you know. You can go on YouTube and see. Many people are performing this song. It has some legendary roots, man. And, of course, we used to hear it when we were young. I'm reminded of my own brother, actually, Ubabu Mncane, because my father and him are cousins, even though he's way younger than my father. And then he says to me, you know, we turned out quite well, Sipho. He calls me Sipho with my name. My name is Sipho. He says, we turned out well, mara wena mfo bonga na chance, because ugogo njalo bekakubamba ngesandla kuwe esontweni, that's why uphelele so nje umfundisi. Atha wena bonga na chance. Hey, ugogo vele bakathe inkonzweni kuhanjwa nawe. Hey, madada. Hey, madada. Hey. We take your calls. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699. And of course, talk to us directly there. James chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? What does it profit to even, I mean, to even complain, and we don't give them anything? What does it profit? You know, we're busy labeling each other, but what does it profit? You know, and my point here is that we must stop hypocrisy at all angles. But we also have to look at ourselves, you know. Ukuthi singalokhu sithi God bless you, God bless you, kuphela singenzi lutho, you know. I was riddled with guilt, you know, Sipho Nawe Jabulani, because every time when I run around 5 o'clock in the morning, 10 to 5 in the morning, every day. And then I run from my house to Pretoria. And when I'm 7 kilometers into Pretoria, I always meet this guy who always says to me, have a lovely day, uncle, and be blessed. And I realize now that this man actually sleeps in the park just in front of the union building. And it's when I'm coming from town now, you know, every time I see him there, he works ukugibeza abantu etaxini, ukubamisela amataxi, and then they throw coins at him. Some other coins, they throw them down estrateni nje, and then he has to wait for cars to pass by so that he can go and pick up. And the Lord said to me, okay, one time I will remind you, you must take 50 rand, and when you arrive at that guy, put it on him, you know, and just bless him. Because he always says to me, uncle, God, he doesn't say it to anyone else. Uncle, God bless you. Have a lovely day. God bless you so much. Okay, I thought, okay, maybe he was high. And then when I was passing by again, he did that. The other time I didn't run for quite some time because I was sick, and I chose to run the other direction, to run towards Mamelodi and Estres. So he basically didn't see me for quite some time. Then he was sleeping. It was at night, around 7 o'clock. They are already sleeping in the park. Basikubezile ngezinto, bafake namaplastic so that the wind cannot penetrate izingubo. And then he said, oh, uncle, I haven't seen you in a while. God bless you and all that. And said, hey, Timan, who is a hypocrite there? And I found that I am. Because he blesses me. But there is something I can bless him with because the Lord had shown me how Bamposela, I'm a 5 rand, I'm a 2 rand, sometimes I'm a 50 cent. He has to run across the street to pick up that money. So, we really have to do an introspection. You know, go to kombi mino, uchablani shila te imitati kombi ngaguwa. Go to kombi mino. And go easy. But iqiniso lamaqiniso ukuthi eminye imino ikhombe ngakuwe. We really have to do something. Yes, yes, we really have to do something. I'm saying this because I also know what it is like to live in the streets. And what it is like to eat of the fish crumbs of other people. And to be looked down at with pity. I know what it is like. I didn't read about it. I know it. May the Lord help us. Yeah. All right. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Some good songs. I will still play 2 of them. And, of course, we continue to talk with my friend Jablan Dominic and my friend also Sipho Paulos Khatebe. Right. Now, here's another aspect for them. And it says, if a brother or a sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does that profit? And indeed, it makes us hypocrites. Sipho?
Definitely. It's certain from this one, when as a church can we take the stock? How many times does the church around that place help those people who are around the churches? We are busy making noise with our big speakers in some of them, but we are not knowing how destitute some of those families around our churches they are. Sometimes it calls us for necessity. We swallow our pride, we take off all our suit and all our ties, and wear service clothes, and go and found out from the security, what's the reason we abantu bangahlanganyeli nathi inkonzo nesikolo. Maybe it's the way we treat them. Yes, from this, when somebody go there, pagi moto yako eza kuwe, eka sita, akadingi imali sometimes, but being human nguye, kuti ngiyabonga mfethu, kulunkulu, yabona, we have time, all those things, kombi sikuthi nobuntu. Abanye from this, they've got a bad attitude, even they are driving, but at the same time, they are claiming, and confess with their children of God. But you are called a child of God. It's not right for me. We need to take stock. And I'm part of that. Even Hamang Shumala, that's calling for this. Their children, when you look at their life and God touches me and say, this one, please go, then they turn a blind eye. That's hypocrisy. Hypocrisy at the highest level because God. Because we have got resources. That is why you are right, sir. If he sees that, let him or her take those children and do something. Then God will draw a line. This is what hypocrisy is, and this is what the true Christian is. Because sometimes, who always show, display what they are not. They are good on saying things, like politicians, some of them. They are holding the form of godliness, but although they are denying its power, in other words, we cannot even see Christ in them. Ingago, Akbala, you look at chapter 18, Uti, Unendo, to verse 11, I think, Kosangfali, Aloya, that is that less. Angil for the levels. Look at chapter 18, verse 11. Uti, the Pharisee standing by himself prayed, thus, God, I thank you that I'm not like the other men. Extortionary, unjust, adultery, or even like the tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithe of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far from, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, have mercy to me as a sinner. Let us not pretend as if we're right. We are all under the grace of God. We need to open doors for all of them to come to Christ. Let us usher them into the presence of the Lord through Christ, who is our Savior.
Absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say. And of course, what is hypocrisy even all about? You can tell us there. And Sizwe Uguti Utini Wena. Right. There's a song by Darwin Hobbs. This song is so nice, man. This song is so nice. And it talks about the grace. It says, your grace is wonderful to me. And that is Darwin Hobbs. So you can listen to it and just, you know, get somewhat blessed with regards to it. And we are taking your calls, 012-333-8699. All right. This anonymous caller says, I could have taken them long time if it was not because we don't see eye to eye with my family. You can still do something. Your family, you cannot use that excuse. You can still do something. The Lord can make a way where there is no way. You can still do something. And I can sense that in your heart you want to do something. Then do it. Here's that song.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring 24 hours a day.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone. Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Darwin Hobbs there, beautiful song, Your Grace. Thank you for your grace. And he acknowledges, you know, those areas in his life that he had not been walking quite well. He says, hey, there are areas where I have not been walking quite well, but thank you for your grace that forgives me or has forgiven me. I really appreciate. Right, we are coming to the end of it, man. As we wrap up, here's another aspect. You know someone who has a double tongue, Sipo? In James chapter 3, verses 10, it says, out of the same mouth proceeds blessings and curses. My brethren, these things should not be, or these things ought not to be. You know, these things ought not to be. And think about it a while, and let me read what Mlungisi had said there. Greetings, servants of God and listeners. I think hypocrisy is a state of pretending to be someone good, or perfect. It might, it says, it might in Christian basis or any other good sphere to please people yet looking for your own agenda. As an opportunist, ukumbule laba ababefuna izinkwa zika Jesu, bengamfuni yena uJesu madoda.
Hey, Nkosi yami.
Sebasuthi manje inhlanzi bangazi ukuthi sivela kuphi bahamba bathi galo yephuka. Na indaba ke Sipho, out of the same mouth proceed blessings and curses. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Hypocrisy. Ukhuluma lokhu kuvela lokhu. Thank you so much. This is Hadio in Togoza. Thank you, Hadio. Thank you. Thank you so much for the message. He says, thank you so much, Bafundisi. Since primary, my granny taught us that the plea of the next person is a blessing. He says, I am trying my best to help even the guys outside KFC restaurants. I don't give them money, but so buy lunch for them. Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. God bless you. Give. May he give you more to buy many lunches, many dinners, many breakfasts. May he bless you to open a warehouse also so that you can feed many. Amen. In the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. Sipho Naindaba. The same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Sipho.
Fundisi, it's so sad and humbling, but as believers, as the body of Christ, we need to check the way we interact with people, the way we talk to them. Sometimes it does not necessarily need to employ to even the whole as people they should think we should be. But no, it's just in the simplest manner from this. I guess send the land this city serious about. Let us not confuse people. We preach Christ on the other side, preach Christ's love, but we hate even to do even a single inch other than the sea for you.
Hey,
bese uyabona ukuthi kahle ngeke kuphume isibusiso phambi kaNkulunkulu. Ingako I hate somebody ukuthi if I get somebody ethuka umuntu around my circle yendlebe yami bese athi sawubona mfundisi. Ngiyakunyanya because how can uthuka omunye umuntu manje with the same mouth ukuthi kimi mfundisi? Is the same thing that I'm teaching you? No, it's nonsense. That is why we need mfundisi, the Holy Spirit of God, to teach us. Akubiyele indebeni sifana njengo-Israyeli ukuthi inkosi ikhala ukuthi akuhlanze indebe zethu, kwasho icilo ngolevangeli, zithintwe yilahla lasezulwini. Ukuthi mfundisi, noma ungalo kwelinye room mina engakuboni ngapho, ubone ukuthi no, yalo muntu okhuluma ngayo uSipho nengiyamazi ndiyakholwa. Ingaba ngamezwi ukuthi hey man, namithi sawubone ukuthi hawu ndoda bongapha, sowucabange zonke izinto bekade ngizisho nozizwile ngizisho ungakuboni. That is why let us take the stock of our life. Let us not fund this abantu abacula ngegospel, but emlonyeni wethu kuphuma isihogo. Ake silekeleleni uNkulunkulu nomoya noma akungakasilekelele kuhambeni kwethu konke. Sifunde ukuba yilento abantu abayibonayo. Let us show our true colors as believers. Ungesize alikho izulu ukuetha mfundisi kuphelela la emhlabeni. Le ndaba le ayipheleli la. Ekhaya ezulwini. Ingako, let us be true believers. Le ndaba ye lip service nokuthi njalo we pretend sibe ngama deceiver, let us stop it. Let us have the act kaNkulunkulu. Let us become doers of the word. It is kaNkulunkulu, not simply just hearers of the word, but becoming the doers of the word as children of the light.
Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. And much of the times we fail a bit, you know. We fail quite a lot because we think that, you know, this is how it should be, you know, this is how it should be done. And that's a big problem, you know.
and we really should be careful that we don't find ourselves really going astray, you know, in many instances than one. We should be careful that we don't go astray. It's important. Jabu, here's another one. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 4, it says, "He who says, 'I know him,' and does not keep his commandments is a liar. The truth is not found in him." Now, before you go on to that, let's read some of the comments there. Okay, this is all right. No. It's Hadio in Togoza. Hadio in Togoza. God bless you, man. God bless you. And may he give you more. May he give you more. Yeah. Now, Jabu, here it is, man. Here it is. The very aspect, you know, he who says, "I know him," and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Yeah. Jabu.
Yes, indeed, there is also hypocrisy, you know, because the sign that we are indeed the children or the disciple of Jesus Christ is when we keep his commands. That's why he asked those who were calling him master, you know, that why you call me master, but you do not keep my commands.
Yeah.
Because a master or a king is a king by instructing his subject, and they take the instructions and then they fulfill them. So that's the sign that we are indeed the children of God when we keep his word. We live according to his word. But in this case of hypocrisy, you know, we do not live according to the word of God. We live as we please, you know. We go around pretending to be children of God, to be known as preachers of the gospel, to be known as pastors, you know, all over the world. But when it comes to keeping his command, we do not live. You know, the things that follows us, it's not signs and wonders that the Lord said will follow us, but it's scandals. You know, it's rape, it's murder. It's all, you know, like sorts of things that do not glorify God. That is hypocrisy. You know, we are exactly like the people, as my brother Sipo was speaking about the lip service, like according to Isaiah 29:13, that we worship God with our lips, but our hearts are far from him. You know, we're just playing a lip service, like to buy people's face, you know, to be known as the powerful people. But our hearts are not really in God, are not in Christ. You know, the commands of the Lord are not the center of our hearts and the center of our lives. That is because of hypocrisy when we act like that.
We should be careful, therefore, there. Now, here's another aspect, therefore, that is spoken of, and it is important to look into also. Hypocrisy is when we think and assume ukuthi inkambiso kaNkulunkulu iso masenza sozo sithethelele, whereas we don't know that we cannot mock God. Hosea chapter 6, verse 6 says, "For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings." If we can have the knowledge of the Father more than just routines of things, we can outroot hypocrisy. All right. Next week, we are talking about the importance of remembering God's commands in every situation that we find ourselves in. The importance of remembering God's commands. I've already sent it to you, to both of you, Jablani and also Sibopoulos. And please, you will have realized that during the week we also feature either Usipho or Jablani. Stay tuned there. Things will go well. I'm looking forward to a day la Usipho ngathola ukuthi mhlambe uhambile uyosebenza emgodini sibe sonke nge Friday sibe no Sipho Paulos. Hayi kube mnandi ngendlela esimanga, you know. Check it out. Umlungisi says omunye wazi wathi indaba ka sorry ayimsebenzeli, oku ukuthi umuntu uma ethi uyaxolisa
kuye akayisebenzi kodwa uthi usindisiwe sithi siyakhuza wathi yena akasiyena uHosiya owashadiswa nomuntu ayamthandi hey Nkosi yami Mlungisi wavela wasiyeka ngendaba dodha sithi siyaqeda ngiyakuzwa ngikuzwa kahle asibonge sipho
I don't cause in Fundisi. May God help us and deliver us, and may He teach us all every day. May He lead us and guide us into all truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yazi sakhala lengoma lagi metumshino pompa mans. Asize nje ikholo nje kancane. Sawubona Dumela. Yebo baba.
Bongs.
Exeta bongs. Ola Pruam, Ola Pruam.
Sinete inkosi ngiphela.
Na kanjani? Umusa nje wodwa lo.
Hey, ukushala enkonzweni sinete inkosi.
Nayo ke indaba emnandi. Uncedo olukhona, uncedo olithembekayo, uncedo olihlala likithi ngaphakathi kwethu. Uyayibona?
Yebo, ngikumbisela umadoda lawo.
Ngizowabulisa man, na ube right kakhulu bani.
Hayi, sinete inkosi.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Tabongs lapayana. Thank you so much. Jabu, thank you, my brother. Blessings.
Amen. Amen. Thanks very much, my friend. May God bless you and also my friend Sipo. May God bless you also and all the wonderful listeners. What a great time in the presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much to both of you. Good night. Good night. Good night.
Thank you.
Right, and of course, to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the only true potentate, Yahushua HaMashiach, we give Him glory, majesty, and honor. There's no one like Him. By His Holy Spirit, He continues to guide us into all truth. May He continue, and may we avail ourselves into His truth from now on. Be safe, be sound, be alert, be covered, be protected. Shalom.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM. 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.